معلم around and then like some fun challenges and some challenges so that they could be good against the ages. You were a mix of the kind of experience, both at the national as well as the level. And the
presentation as the DG introduced will talk to the representation from both departments and the IGC. It also talks to projects that have been identified and proposed for oversight limits by the portfolio committee and both program. I must also indicate that the program that has been started is also specific in terms of in terms of a daily arrangement. We'll get the direction from the portfolio committee out of the discussions of the meeting, and we'll work with the target to change the meeting. What we work on, what will happen in the morning of the day and the afternoon. We also have provided a brief profile of each and every project that is proposed to the visitors. The detailed profile of each and every project will be provided to the committee tomorrow. But the details that are there on the project profile piece that we are providing summarize the information about the project. The department will be represented by the FPDG project. The CRX are responsible also for FedEx and EPWD, and our colleagues in the region and specific project manager for the specific project. The same is going to be done by the provincial department of transport, the transport in Zumalanda, and the same will be done by the IGC. The project list that we have identified and proposed is as follows: the Kumana High Court in Melfrade, which is further implemented by the IDC, the Babatun Prison, which is also implemented by the IDC, to identify the AWP project across the infrastructure, environmental, culture, NGO, and social sector. We also identified the Babatun Magistrate Office, which implemented by the National Department of Public Affairs, Jeter Police, and the Mananga Border Corps, which are projects that are implemented by the National Department of Public Affairs, the Kumananga Traffic College, implemented by the Provincial Department, South Front Treatment Center, also by the Provincial Department, from the Leda Hospital, also implemented by the Provincial Department. The two projects that highlighted in red are extra projects that the government also identifies to the users. But in terms of the time limitation and the day allocation, we could not prevent them. So we just highlighted the projects that the government initially provided. On the 19th, which is a Monday, we hoping that they start with a briefing where the portfolio committee will have an interaction with the delegation from IGC, from the provincial department and provincial department. In this briefing, we present an overview of the performance of the provincial department in Mpumalanga and the provincial department on projects that are implemented in the province, and overall presentation on our department. The IC will also do the same. That will give the portfolio committee an opportunity to interact, focusing on the work that we're doing in the program as a whole. That will be the money. And then after that, we propose that there be a visit to the CRDB offices, where there will also be interaction with the official there and also the program of CID from there we propose that in the afternoon, the portfolio policy has a local service to get on the city improvement project. That will be a overhead inspection. It's a multi-administration project. On the following day, we propose that there be a visit to Ballard and Prison, the US PWP project, and in the afternoon, Rock Ferreira Hospital. We have also indicated the details, the red lines, in terms of the travel of the portfolio committee, because the hours I'm seeing is that the day is in that place, and the portfolio committee is moving between the project and the base. We're also indicating the whole department process. On the 23rd is the Tumpurat is the Chapter 3 for our smart containment sensor in White River, and then the Bordera Maintenance Park in a street in the UPWP project. On the 22nd is the Bumala Nasati College, Afamani HBC UPWP project, and the Bumala High Court. So that will be the third. We've shared the Bumala High Court in the afternoon because it's a massive infrastructure project from its time in terms of interaction and also the whole parish. We then propose that the Friday morning be utilized to have a reflection on the overhead visit and also for us to be able to then get the ethics from the portfolio committee in terms of the children and the department on them and be able to report back the portfolio committee in the future inspection. Now from there what we need was to then provide specifics in terms of the profile brief, and we have allocated that in terms of the day. On the 19th, the 21 project is the CPWP project that the FMJ is the MP project. We have provided a summary. The scope of the project basically focuses on the teaching, marketing and communication, local business networking and promotion. It's a project that impacts on intervening and ensuring that the city accepts and the local business that is supposed to attract for this to thrive. On the second slide, that is the brief of the project, we indicate the number of job opportunities. Also, we also indicate in terms of the different disaggregations for women employed in the city. The job creators there are voices. We also are indicating the impacts that the project is having on the local community, and we are also indicating that the challenges that the project faces is basically insufficient funds given the scope that the project is supposed to cover. On the following day, as I indicated, we will be focusing on Tabas and Prison and Rock Ferreira Hospital. Tabas and Prison project is implemented by IDC, and it's basically a project that seeks to focus on creating the security of Anissa. But in the main, focusing on the security plan. We have given a brief of the budget of the project, and also in the next slide, we have provided a brief in terms of the job opportunity, the impact that the project has, and also the challenges, mainly indicating that because of the amount of data that is done inside, the challenges of a scope creep, and also the change management issue from the line price in terms of using the legislature on site. And the qualche difficoltà verso mettere poi in base transit con tutti i rich and the communication flows between the project team and the client. We also indicate that the number of consultants have been increased the total being 81 million and 4 with this experience. I think one of the members knows that there's a big rate that has been kept in terms of the number. We have million youth and disabled. The total number becomes 81, the number that 81, the number that I not mentioned, and later the total. The next project is the Father to Magistrate's Office. This is a project that is implemented by the National Department of Public Works. We also provided a project summary. This is a project that is for us important because it focuses on ensuring the facilities for people with disabilities. The committee will notice that the number of jobs created is quite, so the hope of the project is small, even as we were upgrading the facilities up to the point that we adapt it to provide for needs for people living with disabilities. The challenge that we face in that project has to do with the non-performance of the contractor. We have to finish the contractor and then another contractor to finish the outstanding. Now, the hospital is a hospital. The project is a hospital that has a relation. One of the members will know that there are a number of slides providing information about implemented key pages. I wanted to request for an indulgence from the committee that to mention the type of information we have and not necessarily go into each and every detail of the phases. But the project was that the project that was focusing on upgrading the hospital and providing the additional infrastructure that will make the hospital operate at an efficient and optimal level. The first phase focused on the installing the medical plant that makes the point that the hospital is able to perform these functions, especially operations that need the heat. The second part of the second phase focuses on the infrastructure around the medical plant. The job that we created to a hospital to invite youth team. It also, that phase also ensures that the consistent electricity supply to the hospital. The next phase of the project focuses on the civil work and private building, additions and upgrades that are indicated on slide 18. And the number of educators were 27, women employed, 21, youth, 45. The following phase focus on innovation, lab, the inner room, and the education center. And we also select on slide number 20 on the number of educators being the one women employed, 17, the youth, 23. And as I indicated, the impact is basically increasing access to health services. The challenges that we're facing by the project at this phase had to do with the violation orders, and there has to be a thorough investigation as part of the remedial action to reach the point that the approval of those violation orders goes in line with the federal regulations, but also it goes in line with the actual work that has been done. The last phase of the project focused on the construction of a new learning center. And we are also indicating that a number of jobs that were created 142, the number of new employees is 6 and the new employees 117, the total is 442. And the challenge is that the project was facing had to do with the rezoning of the land itself on the site. The rezoning was done at phase, and when the project got to this phase, the province had to make it aware that any additional site that is considered for the expansion of the hospital is also rezoned, so that when the future project is mentioned, the government problems are not presenting themselves as a challenge again. The last project for that day would be the new project, which is a multi project. On slide 26, we are indicating the number of jobs created, which is 21, and the employees 14, and the youth employed there, and 1% who are living with disabilities. The project focuses on assisting full-grown children by addressing their educational, family support, and social community needs. In fact, it's on making the point that the school support today is the rules and the challenges that the project faces has to do with insufficient funds. On the 23rd, the project committee will then visit the theater police court of session. Here we are implementing the 6-month maintenance and servicing of buildings. Civil work, mechanical and electrical. We are ensuring that the port of entry itself functions effectively and there are no interventions that are caused by infrastructure problems. On the project itself, the employed women is taken by university. We also had a challenge of the non-performance of the contractor due to low tenant rates and cash flow problem, and we had to then to appoint a new contractor. The contractor started on the 25th of August this year, and the new contract is in place until the month of August 2019. And the next site will be Manalia station. Also, it's the 6 month maintenance and servicing of the air conditioning in the daytime and extra ventilation. And it's a maintenance contract to add air cases and so that there are no interruptions in the facilities that are at the border due to infrastructure problems. The number of jobs created is 14, women 4, youth 2. We are not indicating also on the challenges, the extent to which the infrastructure of buildings that are there have to be attended to. There are houses that are cracked, the repair was not done properly in the past. These are the items that are now part of a new contract that the department will put in place. We identify this as the work that needs to be done as we move on. Currently, we are continuing to maintain the border, making the point that the infrastructure etc. needs to be done. The next site will be soft contained treatment center, which is implemented by the province. The scope of the project is construction of housing units, which the houses are going to be sized by the staff. The challenge that was raised for the project is the installation of fire, the installation of fire installation by the municipality, and the department is engaging the municipality to make the point that the issues are finalized and the certificates of the inspection that is supposed to be issued by the municipality. The next site will be the program maintaining of parks and sewer streets, which is a multi-agency project. with the nine jobs created, women employed, 22 employed, 15. Project focuses on the general day-to-day maintenance of the park destination. The challenge that the project faces is that it's not covering all anticipated areas at the station. The municipality, together with the National Department of Park Affairs, will work on the funding plans focusing on the next financial. On the 22nd, which is the 30th, we will then propose that the portfolio community visit the public training college, which is a project that is in the second phase, implemented by the provincial departments. The number of jobs created in the project is 7, in employed 7, which enjoys 51. This is a project that focuses on feeding us the issues around the roads and feeding us. The challenge there is that the contractor is in shell and the penalties have been imposed. The contractor also submitted a claim for retention of talent and the claim is currently being processed. The next project is Pakamani HPC, which is a project focusing on provision of nursing care and HIV for local counseling, social services, also including staff, clinics, and psychological support to offend and vulnerable children. We also engage on site number 40 on just created in 23 women, 22 the employees, 90 and disabled one. And the challenge that the project faces is the insufficient funding to sustain the project and retain the staff. The other challenge is the fact that because of the work that the project is doing in the community, there is a decrease in the need for support, and the community members have to be aware of the project. And the main election that has been indicated is that the project will also look at applying for more funding, also focusing on the project. The last project will then be the Malanga High Court, which is the project that focuses on the construction of accommodation for all the justice system leaders. That is the different SGs that are part of the criminal justice system. The number of jobs created is 1,108, women 830, and the youth 67. The project is facing the multiple number of challenges, not performing of construction, local public capacity for public electricity, the access to the courts. This is mainly the construction of the access road to the courts from the main road, which is temple, and this challenge is contributed to the extension of time that the project development has to advocate on. In terms of remedial action, the termination of contracts for non-performing consultants, they were entitled to the municipality for the municipality to assist in offering value services or providing access to value services. And they are also in relation to the Department of Education and the municipality on sorting out the other roads challenges that the project is facing. There is a good opportunity of the access road that will be linked to the UC College and the interaction with the Department of Education. This then covers the brief on the profile of the project that we propose to the committee. This is as indicated, we will provide the detailed profile to the committee and we also provide the presentation that talks to the overview of the performance of the provincial statement, the initial statement that you're going to see all projects that are recognized in the project.
Thank you very much. I will take the opportunity to members to make their comments. I've noticed you honorable members here and what I need to say before we get into the program, obviously the responsibility of the portfolio committee is oversight over the department and the ministry. Now, the program and the areas that you propose that you visit, I hope that it covers the array of your responsibilities. What do I mean by that? Projects that are doing well will affect the fields, but we also expect to see projects that are not doing well. Members of parliament obviously come from different provinces, others will come from Kumalaga, they know better what they mean in the province. Our responsibility is to seek to give the department constructive criticism. Where you are doing well, you say you are doing well. Where you are not doing well, it's our responsibility to point out that without fear or failure, that things are not going well. So I'm not going to be diplomatic in regards to things that are not doing well. So the nature of the program should be such that it gives the entire spectrum, from good to bad to the challenges and how we are setting the various challenges in the various projects that we want us to look at. So this is your proposal, we look at it, where we can elaborate and look at other aspects before campus and take a look. So I'm not just interested in the good news. We're interested in challenges and how you are setting the challenges.
Thank you, Chair. And I think the first time I've served on a committee in my many years, the program for oversight is in some way determined by the very people we're supposed to be doing oversight on. So I find that most interesting. Obviously, they're now marking their own exam papers, so what we will presumably see of, as you said, the biggest and the brightest and the best and better partners. I'm interested in a couple of things. I've had a lot of input about clinics and schools, for example, the Equidney Primary School, the classrooms are so damaged, children can't use, and no public works system. Clinics, totally overcrowded. I'd like to know when the renovation on Ward 8 clinics is going to begin. Ward 8 Community Hall, the roof blew off 6 years ago. They've been fixed. I would like to know if you handle the building of the Matsulu TVET College. I'm not sure that you do. It does fall under the options under education, either way, it could fall under you. I'm a patient of absolutely for how you expect children to work there, I don't know. Do you handle the buildings of the National Rural Youth Service Corps? Falls under rural development, so I'm guessing you do. The picture is quite shocking. Ward 12, primary school, unsafe. The children can't even serve anymore, damaged. Ward 14 community hall, so damaged it was never fixed, but somehow you got a new one next door, but there is the monarchy. Oh, I'm not sure whose responsibility that is, and I think you are facing as your hospital, but the one that had most damage is the Peak Provincial Hospital, which is never injured. And there are roofs down, equipment being destroyed, dead, something, it's a catastrophe, and yet public works has never arrived there. Maybe we should look at some of those issues as opposed to the bright shiny ones display the department aspect.
Thank you, honourable members. government is responsible for having to obtain the province of Mpumalanga. So the intention here, I said, is a proposed program from the department. So the responsibility is for the department to give us an overview of the projects that are existing in the respective province. I did say that the proposal for them, they are the responsible for it. So they have to give us an overall picture. But ultimately, where we go to and what we want to see is the responsibility of members of parliament from the portfolio committee. So it's not a secret of time to what is articulated there. This is why I said we also even have members from that particular government. So if there are other aspects that are not covered in this idea, it's for members to raise and say that I'm aware of X, Y, and Z, we should be able to do that. So I'd like us to stop the view that the department determines the program and we are going to see only what they want to do. That is not the correct view.
Can we share? Yeah, I think we've covered a lot. That's why I like to think about the department, how I'd love it to go into work for us. But if the department comes and brings us about what is happening in the world, we will tell them they're going there and come into the culture of what is happening in the world. So now it's rather that I'm my concern here. If we are doing over time, we have to go to do our own research and to go to bring them where we want to go and do our own work. Okay, we can have where to go to do our own work. That's my point of view. And I was just looking at the core claim of the government. Because if you can check there are some projects which are supposed to be considered internal projects.
Thank you.
present, we don't have a committee secretary. We have an acting committee secretary. We have a content advisor. And we have researchers. They can make suggestions as to what we can see in progress. And then we also have our own political party, we call our standing council. So remember, when I say that the final deliberation of the program is not from us, you cannot just drop out of the air, even if we had a permanent secretary. That secretary wouldn't be able to research, consult with the content advisor, consult with the other researchers, and make proposals to us. And then we have to have those proposals against what we have from the department and what we have from our own resources as members of different political parties. What is it that we have to do? And through that process, that's when we decide to decide to be here. Ultimately, this is the process that we can see ourselves. The next one, Honorable Melchior.
Thank you. Let me start by thanking the department for the presentation that they gave us today. I think in this, as you are going back for your oversight, this presentation will be helpful to us. Because we're delivering an overview of what is happening, so that when we go into oversight, to compare what we are seeing there with what we are getting here, which will tell us as to whether the department is giving us the correct information or not. But anyway, I want to support this and go over that. On slide number 9, and other slides, I think even the one on barracks and prisons, I'm worried about the number of women that we employ. We have voted for even on barracks before, maybe in Ireland, which is really worrisome because normally it is speaking about it should be me. Unless they see the type of approach I don't know, and I don't really allow me to the thing. We have many people who are heterosexuals, and this type of approaches that are happening in the area are supposed to have with them so that they can speak right on the table. But people with a situation where we only have four women working in a project, I'm worried about that one. On slide number 11, where the original start of the contract was 2 years, but we have a violation. I don't know the exact order this is allowed by trader and chef scientists, and how to describe the project from the beginning. But if something is wrong here, maybe we should stop to it and also correct it for the future. So that when we try our project, it is not just a standard. It's something that we investigated and we are assured that even if we don't have the relationship, it's going to be normal, but not the way it is here. Then on slide number 14, I just wanted to check here because it says the contractor has been terminated. That's where they have already appointed the contractor, anyone. If the new one will sign or what is left in the will be called electable and oversight on it. Slide number 6. Yeah, on slide number 6 also. I think I'm worried about the final expenditure, which is 8.9 million, and maybe to check the amount of money that has been the original one together with the donation that was done, if it hasn't done it with that one, maybe we should also explain that. There is also a situation where you're talking about the construction of the housing units for the employees, police. I'm not sure about that. The payback is from the students, people paying for
Any impact or any impact at all, the
as a result of these large contracts, you know, leaving for him. Now, to my notes, I say, the story is that since 2010, there haven't been big contracts being issued by government. We know the controversy surrounding some of the big players from 2010 and looking for them on the other day. You know, so we're still sitting in the contracts. You know, we have gotten ideas of the parties that are involved, you know, in Bondela, you know. I don't know what that is, but that's not exactly what we are not talking about as such. So, that's why I want to know if there has been, and I'm asking this question in the context of transformation. Maybe a big layer that left, and as a result, some of the smaller contractors, if you like, are threatening to execute what you want them to do. Because you mentioned lack of skills, lack of equipment here and there in one of the projects. Let's zoom in now on the project themselves. Slide 9. How many people were this project initially intended to benefit? Could you say insufficient and challenges, sufficient funds to sustain the project and the team staff that influenced by constant increases of those who need our support? So there is a latent suggestion there that plans for this project to solve the people and a lot of that and to identify the escalation, you know, of the numbers. That's why I want to know what the base for the starting off. And slide 13 is commented from the pebbles which that project is intended to achieve the, you know, distribution to our different times. And then on to slide 20. 100% typically interesting because my understanding of the process of the work is that you send a relevant team composed of relevant technical people and your engineers and so on to do what you want to refer to the first. And these are the people that we expect about you know, up to date technology to be able to, when they knock on the wall, they should be able to see if it's the hole between the two rows of bricks or not. And, you know, and the level of deterioration is this. If there's one being repaired or should it be demolished altogether, we accept that, you know, at the point. That those are the people who go into the assessment. Now, how come then there were so many mechanisms that said they couldn't agree? What was your job, you know, in the context of assessing the assessment, so to speak? Slide 26. Potential quite relevant there due to lack of funds. What links do you have there with local governments? Because no way do you seem to refer to local governments. I'm giving you the challenges that you have never find if you're so routinely have left. You know, where now once that happens, that notes is there, put all attention, you know, where red flags, you know, where any type of hammer for the truth that going to a red, where we could be looking at the hotel and say, you know, understand your comments, you know, properly, on to slide 29. How was this contract appointed that you were told to come across there? This contract, find yourself in this contract, you know, the challenges. Tender rates, low tender rates. Cash is the best. I know for a standard allowance of cash either way, maybe things will change. How could anybody appoint a contractor who is as low as 30% below the estimated? Because after the assessment was done, one would be able to work out, okay, it's going to cost us $1 million to do this job. So anyone who is below, you know, 900,000 with about 1.1 would start saying, what special, you know, needs are there that, you know, they are putting such a high price? 30% is quite a big deal. Definitely, it's a red flag, not even a number, so to speak. How would the contractor, you know, appointed? And then on to slide 40, what is it that you must put in doing as a department that you protect yourself a kind of a challenge. I thought we were going to build and all was with the research department and make a new understanding. You feel better. But once you see that, you know, with the reduction and the HIV prevalence and so on, the visible success and blah, 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 that's a challenge. Just the same part of the same project. And seeing staff, you know, where is it your job to retain staff, to retain the building or what? That's why I'm asking this question. What is it that, you know, either challenge is relevant to your part, very different from the UGA department? I think that's my take on it. I would hope that I have not come up with anything to which that would make sense. Thank you.
Before I
continue. honourable member said that it is of concern that when planning is executed for a program, the cost is thereof. She agrees that you can't accurately budget for the cost. But when you institute a budget, the discrepancies should not be so great that you start off planning for 10 grand and at the end of the project it's worth more than 100,000 or 100 grand. So it should be within them where you can plan for X, but there was overrun of a small percentage, but it can't be a ridiculously high percentage. And then in such instances are the contributors for people that are in this type of action.
Problem,
pay to point a few budget that was negotiated in Bumalama High Court. Quite a lot of the pre-planning activities, site establishment, township, sorry, those things that need to ensure that service access by the negotiation when done. And that goes to a level of level expertise in the human in relationship with those people. And what would they were starting, they were like the model that we're using now, working through and therefore in giving them the steps that are required before they even use. Because it's very highly useful in the conducting thing on the first level. And the rest, in for example, where you're going to be in the terms of those programs where the development is great, but I think in the five-year process, they did not know the end of the boundaries or whatever, whoever professional was, but it would be as a result of that. And close onto the city, let's take by about a meter. And we had to then speak in a meter association, the city was already. And secondly, those were the second cities that approval was given when they had not commitments to issues of quantities of the prices after the construction. Such a construction, the port is supposed to be completely for whose completely different standards after that construction plan is injected. We should do some of the products where it exists. So the approval processes would not have to indicate an orderly insurance sometimes keep on transfer without making to the regulation of the process. In Kuruban, we have to take with the Department of Justice the responsibility of putting the ICT back services to support our daily. And the similar situation in Bumalanga, in this case, for example, they would issue to approval without due consideration in relation to doctors. And then later, they impose this requirement without which they should have actually provided for other thinking. And with the meanest student of food that is learning in terms of the establishment, so that the society has reported that they did not foresee those, they thought what was available, was adequate, and wonder. Particularly the requirements for insurance parties and then taking your account that would have been imposed by the construction of the court that was quality and parking to the court. We'll look at the options that are available and that's what you are suggesting. But we have now worked out with the city and the Tibet College to then develop their own use of the cost. Unfortunately, those are the things that we used to do. What we have done is now with IDP, all the work they do for any department is done through a department of capital, whether the provision for it or in our service national. That is national, so by general project are appropriate. And we know at what stage do we give them those questions. We don't just give them from the plan stage, because we've got the whole department that gives it and where this kind of thing is, and the deal of that. Clear all of those sites and make sure that these five funds are fully compatible before you put your test on the cap. And that is the change. And unfortunately, this historical or legal project, as you have been speaking, with the approach problems are actually the results of those initiatives. Now, I think the case of the case of the sentence, which clearly indicates multiple changes is necessary. And the important thing now is the situation and the funding for the client. Again, it's a project for the and I'm setting person is going to get more skills checked on the ground, when you see, and then sometimes it's what people like being prevented. Either it's an additional person from the team, which I just did a whole group of, I don't watch your cabin, having them provide additional sometimes it's what people. But they put it so quick that in there, the guy comes in from time to time, saying, no, what we thought was required will not be adequate for the kind of security that was put. That's like the stage, you get to the stage. And we've already got people in the ground, and I already worked. And I'm still personally responsible for IGT on the so whether it is part of the team of the team that it is. Remember, there are a number of projects that we've been to their family of projects that they've been doing directly between them and the whether this one is also part of that, because the original estimates for the last of the presentation was 83, and then they did a number of adjustments to during the cost of the mediation to reach a total cost of close to 100 million. Now, these are the things that, even as the minister was motivated in the last step for the turnaround, we have picked up as witnesses, as okay. Where the fact that the scope of the project is exceeded by sometimes 2 to 3 times by the time it is completed. And these are the things that we sought to resolve for future projects. One of the things we've done is we've established a dedicated unit that deals with professional services, which will, amongst other things, change the whole contracting arrangement to make use of the project of the professionals is 10 million as well as appropriate. However, within the process, we've also had to discuss with National Treasury on the procurement law requirement. Because remember, the procurement is premised on the most cost. So, what is that? And part of that then transfers the responsibility of assessing whether a person whose price is the lowest is either or not either. To the budget, and we could not have the kind of skill across the level. You know, these are technical, works to be pointed to the level of the. And they will come and make outrageous proposals for how they will achieve. That's right. And when they get onto the site, you start experiencing the problem. They disappear, sometimes they will be there. They will find a lot of things. And that depends at national as well as province. I think they are commissioned a study on how much of these things are occurring, how much, what is the value of those, how many of the professionals are for fully needed to the institution. It's not only that, there is also another way where a contractor that has shown a good experience, good performance in the past, over-attend themselves. They get a contract with us, they get a contract with the government, they get a contract with the municipality, they also get a contract from the private sector. And then, because sometimes you also need cash flow in advance to give you some of these things, they then get a clear for the behavior and unable to finish the project. And the effect of the dependency, they put it start afresh because they get. Sometimes we get challenged in court, we get hindered for these days of civilization by months, and then at the end of that process, we then have to hire somebody to replace. Sometimes they even have to start by hitting what was done, was there, and the cost escalation rate. And what we have done is we then say that cost escalation will recover from the guarantee. Some of the guarantees are not full guarantees, they are part guarantees. To recover it, but it's far less than the damage that has been had. And when you then claim against that entity, you want, so because quickly you get your defenders, interests, or patients, sometimes you have to be happy, and then you're happy about it. Because the employees, they will push up the stage. These are the challenges, and then the people. others go right in contact. And then the team will then go straight to each one as a member. Let me just, before I get to Honorable Korobana provided a list of projects, and I think my provincial counterpart, as well as my provincial counterpart, who named many individual ones that within the school and the mentor. But some of them are used by assets, unfortunately, like your provincial awards, etc. And I think I did have one that maybe I was, but I don't know. And I apologize that I did not give you the same for this. But yeah, you will soon be able to see the and the
Director General, before you hand over to the colleagues to make it into, I'm going to suggest that we have